Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live, a service of Close Up Television and Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show today. I am your host, Jim Masters, and we are coming to you from the New York area here in the United States. And again, it's a real pleasure to have you tuning in and joining us. We've got an extraordinary conversation coming up with Roseanne Schwab. She's in Faribault, Minnesota, and she's got more than 55 years of experience and an outstanding reputation as a medium, psychic, parapsychologist, and consultant, and her wide-ranging fields of expertise have brought closure to people from all countries and all levels of society. Roseanne founded a consultancy known as Angelic Inspirations, which is incredible. The name comes from the various angels, and she's able to channel them as well. And we're going to talk about that. These are archangels such as Uriel and Michael and Gabriel and Raphael. And it's been a trademark for use in the state of Minnesota, where Roseanne has lived all her life, and trademarked also most of the U.S. Roseanne has many talents and uses them in diverse ways. She conducts sessions, offers counseling and referrals, acts as a teacher and advisor, and provides hypnotherapy. She has the gifts of clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, and clairaudience, which is clear hearing. And she also is somebody who is somebody who has clear feeling as well, and precognition, among others. And Roseanne notes that her sister Bernadette, who unfortunately is no longer with us, has had these gifts as well, but kept quiet about them while she chooses to use her visions for a heavenly purpose. Most of all, Roseanne's sessions and readings are performed over the phone, but she is also a gifted speaker and has appeared on talk shows and expos and at workshops and symposiums. And you can learn more about the aspects and talents during this conversation and of course, her website, which we're going to talk about as well, officialangelicinspirations.com, and also through the podcasts as well. Let's welcome psychic and medium Roseanne Schwab to Close Up Radio Live for what's going to be an eye-opening, inspiring, and fascinating conversation. Roseanne, thank you very much for joining us here live on Close Up Radio. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure being here, and thank you for asking me to come. I enjoy sharing my information and sharing my life stories and things with other people and helping them to advance to a higher level of understanding about the gifts that we all are born with. And a lot of people have them, but they're scared of them, or they won't admit it, or they're afraid to use them. But if you stop and think, we use them every single day, whether you call it intuitive abilities, psychic abilities, or even gut instincts. We do it to our lives. So why not come out and claim them?
Exactly right. And you and I already have a connection. We are both Libras. Libras tend to crave balance and harmony, and so there's already this unspoken understanding between the two of us, which is why I think we were brought together, right?
Yes, definitely.
You know, you've had several near-death experiences yourself. In the one as a child, you heard angelic voices. Fascinating. Tell us really about that and how it actually helped you recognize your telepathic gifts and go with God.
Well, I was 6 years old. My sister and I, we lived in the lower part of, poor part of town, where they called it dirt poor. They called it stump town. Because there was a lot of trees that had been cut down and stuff and put in housing and stuff. But I grew up in a lower poor area, and I was 6 years old at the time, and my father had put in a new floor in the house, the wooden floors where you put in all the pieces, and he did all by hand and repolished it and did all that. And then my mother had us get down on our hands and knees and wax it. So in that process, it was a really hot summer day, and she decided to give us permission to go play in the river to swim, which was a river not too far from our house. And we went over the hill, my sister and myself, and we went up the hill. And I had a friend that was out there, too, that came with us. And we went out swimming. We were just playing with a ball and tossing it and everything. And for some reason, I don't know how we got out into the stronger current, but all three of us were pulled out there. And during that period of time, we were trying to get back in, and her mother was up at the top of the hill, and she just fell asleep and didn't know what was going on. And the place we went swimming was isolated completely, except for a couple of fishing boats anchored by the river's edge. We had gotten pushed out into the current too far, and was too strong for us to fight, as, you know, my sister was 3 years older than I was, and the neighbor girl was around my age, and we didn't have no one to scream to hear our calls, or feel we felt ourselves being pulled further and further out into the water, sucking the breath right out of us. So we didn't know how many times we went down, back up, trying to get air and trying to push ourselves towards the bank. Everything was kind of like a blur for me, being a child. But as I felt myself going down into the water slowly, going down like it was for the last time, I began having flashes of my life before me. At this point, there was darkness, and I felt dawn through this dark tunnel where there was a light at the end. When I reached it, I was drawn through this dark tunnel where there was light, and when I reached it, it was surrounded by light beings. Many had faces or shapes. One light figure started talking to me and told me not to be afraid, that he was an angel. He told me the angels would appear to me and told me not to be afraid, that this was a normal process when we are all connecting with a higher power. Both in physical forms and light bodies, they showed me not to be afraid. And as things were being revealed to me, he said, would later on the beach, and I was not to be afraid for the warmth of the light and the light bodies coming up, hearing the voice say, dear ones, we are here with you. Do not be frightened. Relax, so we may push you to the shore. The next thing I actually saw was this light streaming down, and we were being pushed to the edge of the river. My sister grabbed the girl, neighbor girl, and pushed her up on the boat, and she took off up to her mother and didn't tell her mother that we were struggling. My sister and I had lost our footing again, and we were going down for the last time when a voice said, dear ones, love you, want you, God loves you and wants you to know we are always here for you, to talk to you and assist you in any way. Please relax. You will be safe in a few moments. Then we were pushed to the edge of the river edging. There was no beach or anything there, just an edging. We laid on the edge of it for a while, exhausted. My sister and I were. And we laid there. We felt our bodies being filled with this intense, warm light. Then it was gone. The feeling was so intense and full of love that we felt safe and secure. And as I sat there, I kept seeing these visions going through my head, not of my life as it was, but of future events that was going to be coming. Then the angel told me that this is a sign of the future. Do not be afraid. Do not push away from it. Claim it as yours. And as you do so, you will find God's love and security in any way, in any action that you do. He shared his light and love, but also sisters, others in many ways they could. This is what truly inspired my sister and me to have communications with the angels all my life. And on over 55 years, we have tried to use my gifts and her gifts the way God wanted us to. And coming from a family of generations of women psychics, and now being clairvoyant and a channeler as well, we kept our integrity and honesty high after those who have touched and enriched our souls. Our idea of starting our business was to touch other people's lives in a positive manner and ask them to do the same for others. It wasn't about so much the money, but we first started out with the business by setting up a stand that was inspired by the angels. So this is where it all began, and we hope the end will be our lives will touch many positive people in positive ways, bringing them the warmth of light, and they in turn touch others in this manner, leaving behind the legacy of light and love we all are given to share. And that's basically how my first one.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
It is.
Thanks for sharing that in such a beautiful way. You know, you are, in addition to everything you just very beautifully and openly shared, you are renowned as a top psychic and medium, and you've actually appeared in many media outlets, including CNN and things of that nature. What do you feel makes, what adds to that credibility? You're such a credible source of these messages. Tell us about that.
Well, it takes a lot of exercise that you're taught by the universe and by other people now that are spreading that, you know, that wars are not the idea, that we need to come together in unity and help each other and work together. And in doing the source of what you're talking about, I feel calm and peaceful because of the near-death experiences I've had. And when I talk to people, I feel comfortable about it because I know that I'm being guided by the angels, by God, and by spirits, and even people that have passed, like my parents and stuff like that, that always keep in contact, and now my sister, and always help, still helping me and protecting me. So when I do speaking engagements like I'm doing in interviews like I'm doing with you or even being on TV, it's the fact that I try to be very open and honest, and I don't say, hey, this is what's going to happen. I say, this is what I'm seeing. Please investigate. And then I said,
right.
I always say straight out, I'm not interested in publicity. I'm interested in staying behind the scenes, and you can be more than happy to take the credit for whatever situation comes around. And that's how I started out doing it. And I never charged fees until later in life here, where I was getting corporate people coming to ask me and higher profile clients to ask me to connect with them. So I was very happy to do so. But I had to start raising money in order to be able to take care of myself, because there's another drama situation connected to all that of having accidents on the job that gave me a spinal injury. So that's when I started charging fees, because I couldn't hold down a job like normal people, but my mind wouldn't stop saying, hey, you need to help people. So this is the way I am today, helping people, and still I can't stop. I feel like I need to help. I feel like we're in a area that is needing help. And there's too many people that are crying out, that are dealing with a lot of darkness and stuff. And it's just kind of like a toxic atmosphere of things that my mom used to call it the Wild West, you know, before law came through.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're seeing a lot of today. So I don't mean to get off the subject. It just starts flowing through. So if there's any time you want to jump in and ask questions, please stop me, because otherwise I keep going on and on.
No, it's good. It's you're flowing, and I think to not interrupt that flow is, you know, no good, not good to put a dam on a river, because then it gets all backed up and floods.
Right.
Tell us about some more about the different archangels that you channel. What are their names, and are they all good and divine spirits?
Okay. There are out there, there are encyclopedias that you can get for the angels. There are tons of angels that come to people. But all my life I've done Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. And I don't know why I was chosen to do that or why I've been chosen to write more spiritual books and angels' words, you know, their communication and stuff and their directions. And I find it very interesting because I channeled this one book with my sister, and to this day I still don't understand how I got some of this information, because it flows so beautifully in the connecting of the angels and God and the universe. It's kind of like openness is the beginning of psychic development. Psychic energy and psychic feelings are repressed by a closed mind. Psychic guidance is God's gift to each soul. It's combining of voices from the higher self, angels, guides, and others that are divine. And then to receive these gifts, each soul must work for the abilities and listen to them. Each soul must learn to accept intuition, and that is here to help assist, teach, and support each soul. These are different things that were channeled through me that I still have today in my own office copy of stuff. And I look at that and I keep thinking to myself, where did this all come from? Because, you know, it's more extensive than I've ever carried in my life for knowledge and information. And even the exercises that I've been given to share with people have been extensive. And, you know, it just makes me feel good that I'm able to do this. But with the angels, it's like it's not that they choose people. It's more like we choose the angels themselves with our light. And with my near-death experience, for some reason, I was drawn to the four major ones. So that's how that started out, with me being able to do that.
That's amazing. It really, really is. Your special talents include clairvoyance, clairaudience, telepathy, and maybe you can explain what those terms mean for our listeners who might not be privy to the definitions.
Okay. To begin with, psychic abilities, people call it, like I said, the gut instincts, the intuitive abilities. And it's important for people to understand that having these gifts and abilities is not a sin. It's not witchcraft. It's part of our natural being, our DNA, the way we were assembled, as you want to say. And as we progress from life to life, because we have past lives, present, and future, you'll find that our gifts and abilities come from our past, and if we're doing a really good job, we get them back in the current time. So it's like a timeline. So if you're doing holistic work and you use your gifts and abilities in that work, then you are brought forth in this lifetime to be a doctor or be a nurse or do holistic work. And so when you're talking about my gifts and abilities, telepathic gifts and abilities are the exact thing that I explain to people is this way. Telepathic is when you are thinking of someone, you are sending them energy, a positive energy, hopefully, sometimes not in anger, but in love, that sends them a picture of your face. When you are working around and suddenly you see somebody else's face, that means they're thinking of you. So that's telepathic abilities. And when I get visions and stuff, not just of people's faces like what I was explaining, it's called being a receiver and transmitter. And that is one of the things. But when I'm having them, I actually have visions of seeing people talking to another person and picking up that whole conversation as my gifts and abilities have strengthened over the years. But telepathic is an example of that. Precognitive abilities is being able to see future events or things that are going to happen. And that sometimes is scary, but the thing is, you have to take the good with the bad when you receive these gifts and abilities. Sometimes when I would use my gifts and abilities for being able to see future events, I didn't plan on it. It just happened. So as I told you, I would connect with somebody and call up and say, please, this is what I'm seeing. Please check and do an investigation on it. And when it was finished in that area, they would take and find out that I was very accurate in what I had described something, and they got protected things, or they stopped things from happening, or they were able to advance in certain other areas. So the next area would be like see and talk to dead. We all have that gift and ability. It's like when we go into a room, we may suddenly feel a presence, but then we kind of always brush it off. But there's your goosebumps may show up, or all of a sudden you just feel like there's something here, and you turn around out of the corner of your eye, you can see something move. But when you're turning face on, it's like in the Harry Potter story, you have that invisible cloak covering you. So you have to lift that garment up to be able to see into the next realm. And that takes exercise and work. And then there's meditation of light, which helps open the doors for this. And you can have astral projection. You can feel, like I'm one of these people that is very empathic. I can feel people's emotions. Like I'm watching TV and I see dogs on the show that have been, they need raising money for them, and the dogs look like they're just been put through the ringer, and I just start crying. Twin Towers was another thing with all the people that had passed, that it was very hard for me because they were all coming to me and they were confused about why this happened and what had happened, and they were terrified because they didn't know that they were dead. So that's seeing in present and kind of like seeing and talking to the dead. Same thing with the COVID virus. People have suddenly died, and they have problems. The people that have dealt with death, a loved one passing, has anxiety, and you have to work with that, and that's where my education comes in because of being a psychologist, having a background, a degree, and going when I was disabled, kind of, I wasn't able to move around very good. I did a lot of classes through online stuff, but it was more of the aspect of knowledge. I was so hungry for knowledge. So then I would pick up anything that I could, business, law. I had 4 years of law, but I never got a degree for that. But it was more the aspect of something was telling me to grab these classes and learn by them. So then when I say empathic and these people coming to me, it makes it very interesting to me because when I'm even seeing war, I start crying. I see a Bambi cartoon, I start crying. It's seeing people that have found each other, or there's something traumatic that happened in their life that makes you connect to them in a way that normally you would not connect. So empathic, the way I explain it to my students, when I speak up at the University of Minnesota and internationally, is that being empathic is like being a sponge. If you spill water, you can mop it up and you're okay. And if you get the Coke being spilled, it's kind of sticky and yucky. So you have to deal with empathic. You can pick up negative energy or you can pick up positive energy. And it can be positive where you're bouncing off the walls and you enjoy somebody's company, or it can be the negative aspect where you're feeling totally drained. Like my childhood came up with watching vampire stories as a child. So I feel when there's negative energy, I feel like I'm being sucked like a vampire, the life being sucked out of me. So that's part of that. And I always have symbols and stuff that represent the way I was brought up. So I share it with the people, and then they're able to combine it with whatever is happening in their life today or their symbols and stuff. So seeing past, present, and future events was the hardest part that I had because I would see past lives of people and past that they had taken in the present lives, and they still maybe were taking that same path that was causing a problem where they get stuck. So, you know, they have to work that and learn. learn from that and experience and able to not have that continue in the future or only have good things happen to them. So then when I do psychic abilities, I tell people also that there are what we call day visions and nighttime visions. Nighttime visions is when you're sleeping and you suddenly have some kind of knowledge that comes to you or some kind of subliminal type of information that comes to you. And when you're dreaming, sometimes you'll feel yourself floating in the air and raising yourself up above people. That is your first beginning experience of astral projection. So there are many terms to the psychic abilities, and we are all strong in all of them, but some stronger in there. Like, for instance, seeing and talking to the dead, maybe somebody's going to be stronger in that one. Or being empathic, maybe somebody else is going to be stronger in that one. They usually have 5 to 6 that are you're really strong in that helps you advance forward in your lifetime. And by exercising, you can tune in to these other gifts and abilities, and it is a fantastic experience. But you also, like I say, you have to take the good with the bad. There is darkness with light. And you have to keep a balance in there. Because if there's not a balance, you can go one way too far or the other way too far.
That's so incredibly true. It's really extraordinary when you're detailing it in the way that you are, your talents, your visions. Did you want to do a quick exercise with us?
Well, I wanted to explain real quick an example, and then I'm going to go right to the exercise. Chris Piney is my business partner, and he is a vet, and he wanted to do something for finances. And in a vision I had of him, this is an example of what I use for business, is I visualized him as a soldier holding a flag and guarding the financial aspects of whatever business, crypto, Bitcoin, trading, marketing, whatever he was planning to do. And it worked out where I see these things for people when I'm doing business consulting and stuff. I tell them, you know, this is the kind of website that you need to have, and I'll draw a sketch of it. So this is what I did for Chris Pine, and I felt that this was his true calling. So he felt good about that. So anyway, that's an example of how I see things for the business aspect and visualization. So from there, I will go to, I have a couple exercises. Now, one I'd like to share is connected to the visualization that I was just explaining, and the other one is candle gazing. So visualization is, you can significantly reduce stress with your imagination, which is a powerful tool. The practice of using visualization was used by many individuals throughout the history. There are 3 kinds of visualization. Receptive visualization, in this you relax, empty your mind, sketch a vague scene, ask for questions, and wait for a response. The program visualization creates an image repeat with slight taste, sound, and smell. So you imagine a goal that you want to attain or a healing that you want to achieve or accelerate. Guiding visualization, again, visualize your scene in detail, but omit crucial elements. Then wait for your subconscious or your inner guide to supply the missing pieces in your puzzle. And that works for visualization. But I found that there's many different ways to be. Many different people have different ways of doing things. And we also have what we call fear and things like that that can limit and block us from being able to visualize what we're seeing and what we're doing. So one of the beginning things that I use for my classes is called candle gazing. You place a candle on the table and light it. You get yourself quietly relaxed. Deep breathe in and out. Full on breath for several seconds. Concentrate on the rise and fall of your chest. Gaze into the candle flame, staying relaxed and calm. Watch the flame. Now focus your gaze at the place where the blue color of the flame meets with the gold. This is the point where your potential for psychic sight can be developed. Continue gazing at this spot until you feel one with the candle and the flame. Allow yourself to float and keep your mind blank and focus on the flame. Then close your eyes and try to recall the flame through visualization, its colors and feelings of becoming one with the flame will be your connection. It takes practice doing this exercise, and you need to be in a quiet place and do this. I also tell people as when they're feeling anxiety and things, that deep breathing, as I explained, with the deep breath long in, long breath out, and concentrate on the rise and fall of your chest, brings you relaxation, keep your mouth closed, and put breathing into the brain. And as you're doing that, you start having, if you have your eyes closed and you're in a relaxing state, you will start having visions with your eyes closed in your eyelids. You will see colors, numbers, detailed descriptions. And when you're doing that, you have to be able to determine through your own, what I call journal or message of what they're trying to convey. A lot of times you will be sitting there and you'll be seeing red cloud. Well, red is the beginning of the chakras, and it goes up the ladder. We have over 32 different chakras to deal with. And I find that when we use like candle gazing was actually used not just by me, but through a movie called Out on the Limb with Shirley MacLaine, and she was staring at a candle. So I adapted mine at that point, before that time, to staring at the flame because she had her out-of-body experience at that point in time. So I've had that myself, and then I thought, well, I would share that and share the aspects of in the movie Out on the Limb with Shirley MacLaine and how she had done it as well. So it's for the audience to be able to tune in and be able to use that.
Incredible. And I want folks to realize that if they'd like to make contact, they go to officialangelicinspirations.com. That's officialangelicinspirations.com to connect with our very special guest, Roseanne Schwab of Angelic Inspirations. Thanks so much for joining us, Roseanne. The half hour is wrapped up really quick.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Goes quick, yeah.
But that went by quick, but it was an extraordinary conversation, very inspiring.
Well, thank you so much,
hope we get
Jim.
A chance to – you're very welcome, and I hope we get a chance to expand some more and maybe hear testimonials and elaborate further.
And I will let you know that usually with my sessions with my clients, when I talk to them, we schedule it for like a half an hour or an hour, and I end up 2 to 3 hours later still sharing information.
That's what ends up happening, right?
Yeah.
You let the flow happen.
It's been wonderful sharing this with you, and thank you for this experience. You guys have all been wonderful, and I highly recommend you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that very much. You're very, very welcome. Psychic and medium Roseanne Schwab joining us here exclusively live on Close Up Radio Live. We thank her and we thank you. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time, till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a few moments with another incredible guest from around the world on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.